When Congressman Bruce Vento announced he would not seek re-election because he had been diagnosed with cancer, support, encouragement, and praise for his public service poured in from the highest levels.
Bruce, Hillary, and I admire you, we love you, and we're grateful.
President Bill Clinton this past summer at a Washington salute and fundraiser for a scholarship in Vento's name.
I think the best thing I can say about Bruce Vento is the now very famous thing Henry Adams said nearly a century ago. A teacher affects humanity. He can never tell where his influence stops. Bruce, your influence will never stop. Thank you all, and God bless you.
Fourth District voters first sent Bruce Vento to Washington in 1976. It was the 36-year-old junior high science and social studies teacher's first bid for Congress. A lifelong resident of East St. Paul, Vento had served 6 years in the Minnesota legislature. He won the congressional seat vacated by fellow DFLer Joe Carth. Vento won again in 1978 and was reelected by wide margins throughout the 1980s. He left Congress on his own accord, but in the 1990s, Republican challengers made inroads in efforts to break the DFL's long string of control over Minnesota's 4th District. University of Minnesota Management Professor Ian Maitland ran against Vento 3 times, beginning in 1988.
I think maybe I underestimated him at the beginning. He seemed to be something of a party hack.
Maitland says campaigning against Vento was often unpleasant. He says Vento seemed bothered by election time challenges, and Maitland remembers a gruff Vento filibustering and interrupting during the limited number of debates he agreed to. But Maitland says over the years his perception of Vento changed, and he grew to respect Vento as a tireless advocate for his constituents who understood the issues as well as anyone in Congress.
I'd started out not wanting to like him. It's very difficult to go after the opponent, your opponent's record, if you feel some sneaking affection or regard for your opponent. And I think towards the end, I felt I was restraining myself because of my newfound liking for him.
More than anything, Vento is being remembered for his attention to the environment. As chairman of the Natural Resources Subcommittee on National Parks, Forests, and Public Lands, he helped pass hundreds of laws to protect the environment and increase conservation and parkland. Republican Representative Jim Leach came to Washington from Iowa the same year as Vento, 1977.
He became the Democratic Party's greatest expert on wilderness issues, symbolized first concern for the Boundary Waters canoe area, but not alone. He would have worked on 200 to 300 wilderness projects that are going to be of seminal significance for the next century.
Vento was a fiercely loyal Democrat to be counted on in almost any partisan battle. But Republican Leach, the chair of the House Banking and Financial Services Committee on which Vento served, says Vento commanded respect of people in both parties.
Bruce has been a sterling congressman. He's brought a particular background up as well as a particular concern for people that's been very unique. In a way, Bruce, who had been one of the really fine teachers in Minnesota, became a teacher who came to Washington who taught the Congress, I believe, a lot about American life. He led the Congress in concern for environmental issues, and he led the Congress in the banking arena for concern for the smaller customer.
Vento was also a well-known advocate for the homeless. In particular, he worked to pass what became the Steward B. McKinney Homeless Assistance Act, which under a reluctant Reagan administration, amended the Food Stamp Act to include outreach programs for homeless people. Monsignor Jerome Boxleitner, now retired, for decades headed Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis. He became good friends with Vento, and he says with the congressman's passing, struggling Americans lose one of their strongest advocates in Washington.
I often thought, well, you know, he took care of the birds of the air, but he also took care of the people on the streets. I mean, he mixed well with the people who were poor. And it never treated them as if they were anything but peers. he had a great knack to show respect for people regardless of their economic condition.
Vento's struggle with lung cancer cut into his time in Washington. He had been in and out of Minnesota hospitals and maintained a relatively low public profile in his last months. His most recent public event was in mid-September for the renaming of a school. Bruce F. Vento Elementary is less than a block from the East St. Paul house where the congressman grew up.
And what an exciting day we have today.
Under a huge tent set up in the parking lot, neighborhood residents, political dignitaries, and elementary school students honored the congressman.
The name of the song is Vento, sung to the tune of She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain.
The kids wore matching Bruce F. Vento Elementary School t-shirts, compliments of a local pipe fitters union.
Oh, we've got a brand new name for our school.
Looking frail from cancer treatments, Vento graciously acknowledged the recognition. He placed a tiny congressional pin and a photograph of himself, President Clinton, and Minnesota Lieutenant Governor May Shunk in a time capsule.
You know, going to school is an everyday process. It isn't something that we accomplish and we're all done with. We have to put in our time every day to try and achieve and learn, so that we can develop our talents. And each of you, thank goodness, have special talents. Each of you are special persons.
Vento did not talk a great deal about his illness, other than to thank people for their support. He also noted the irony of an advocate for working people in clean air contracting cancer, most likely from exposure to asbestos, as a blue-collar laborer decades ago. His main message in his limited public appearances had been to underscore his belief in the importance of lifelong education and civic involvement. Here's some of what he said to state DFL activists one Saturday afternoon in February, days after he announced he was sick and would not seek re-election.
We put the standard behind what is public service and what public service is in this nation. It's no accident. That's you do it. You do it.
Minnesota Congressman Bruce Vento, who after nearly 12 terms, almost 24 years in Congress, died from complications from lung cancer. This is Mark Zedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio.